Today on Stewardship Calling, host Bill Marianas discusses the three C's of true Christian leaders with the thief and Saint Peter.
In this Stewardship Calling podcast, we explore the thief and Saint Peter, what a difference a few days make. And I present to you the three C's of true Christian leaders. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Bill Marianas from Atlanta, Georgia. And I share the view of Mark Twain that two of the most important days of your life are first, the day you were born, and second, the day you figure out why. My why is to be a Stewardship Calling evangelist. I'm here to help you and the parishes you serve to discover and live your full stewardship calling. And in so doing, we can create parishes and faith-based communities that live up to their full stewardship potential. In these Stewardship Calling podcasts, we're exploring exactly what stewardship truly is and how to use stewardship best practices and the latest research and guidance from Holy Scripture and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to become better stewards and build successful and sustainable stewardship ministries in our churches. What a difference a few days can make. The most faithful doubt and the biggest sinners believe. How can that be? And which would you be? Let's review. Saint Peter, also known as the Rock, walked with our Lord and saw firsthand the many miracles Christ performed, and he heard our Lord preach the word. Imagine having a front row seat next to the Messiah. And after all Saint Peter heard, witnessed, and saw with his own eyes, our Lord accurately foresaw that Saint Peter would deny being a disciple of Christ. In Matthew 26:34, we learn that St. Peter proudly protested that he would not abandon and deny his master. And by Matthew 26:35, he boldly proclaimed, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." Well, we all know how that turned out. Just a short while later, St. Peter repeatedly said he didn't even know the man. In today's vernacular, we might say St. Peter didn't have his back, or perhaps we'd say he threw him under the bus. But St. Peter wasn't alone. St. Matthew, in what must have been a very hard reality to confess, tells us clearly that at the end, when Christ was being arrested and needed his brothers the most, quote, "Then all the disciples forsook him and fled." Matthew 26:56. So much for the courage of conviction. The apostles were great and holy men who redeemed themselves with their faith, preaching, and teaching. But this wasn't one of their finest hours. Now let's fast forward and look at one of the really bad guys in the story of these days. A true thief, a criminal, as we learned in Luke 23:39, whose crimes were so great that he was sentenced to death. We don't know too much about him, but we would clearly say today that he was a bad guy. He had not walked and worked with Christ. He had not seen our Lord's countless miracles and healing grace. He had not experienced Christ's redeeming love and patient teaching. He just finds himself being put to death and coincidentally crucified right next to our Lord. What are the chances of that happening? So what does this evil man have to say? Quote, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom," unquote. Luke 23:42. Wait, what was that? The bad actor, who has seen nothing of Christ's greatness, publicly acknowledges him to be the Lord of the kingdom? And the apostles, who saw everything, instead doubted, denied, and abandoned our Lord. What powerful contrasting imagery the Holy Gospel gives us. We know the thief was promised to be with our Lord that day in paradise. Luke 23:43. And yet look at what the apostles had to do and endure to receive the same great fate. Wow, this must really be an important lesson in Christian faith leadership. So what are we to learn about being a faithful Christian leader and a good steward of God's many gifts? I think one message of these powerful Holy Scripture passages is what I call the 3C model of what it takes to be a true Christian leader and a true steward of Christ's church. My first C stands for conviction. Conviction is simply defined as a firmly held belief. I also like the definition that says a conviction is the act of moving a person by argument or evidence to belief. It takes information. It takes reasons and reasoning. And it takes something you are willing to pronounce as the truth, not just fantasy or opinion or conjecture, but the real, quote, gospel truth, unquote, pun intended. Before one can lead themselves or others, they must be convicted that the direction they are pursuing is righteous, appropriate, the best choice, and just plain right. My second C stands for courage. We all think we understand courage. Many think they've demonstrated it. But we clearly know it when we see it in others. We see first responders and soldiers risking their lives to save others whom they don't even know. We see it in leaders of movements who are willing to risk everything, including their freedom and sometimes even their lives, for the cause to which they are convicted. There can be no better example than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. After asking those to whom he preached to go, quote, all in, unquote, as in the young rich man in Matthew 19, verses 16 through 26, he demonstrated his complete conviction to his faith and calling by sacrificing his very life on the cross. And when we develop a conviction and demonstrate courage, we are led to the point of my third C, a choice. Indeed, many choices. What will we choose to do? Will we demonstrate our conviction and courage and make the right and righteous choice in the beliefs we pronounce and the actions we pursue? Or will we have doubts and fears and play it safe by taking the path of least resistance? Will we forsake what we say we believe in and instead flee as the apostles did on that fateful night? Or will we have the bold courage of conviction of the thief and publicly declare our humility to Christ and the cause and ask to be remembered in his kingdom? Now, far be it from me, the first among sinners, to cast any stones in the direction of our glorious and courageous apostles. Would that any of us could take the crosses they bore with such grace, love, dignity, and power. In a few moments of weakness and doubt do not a person or legacy make, they are merely teachable moments. I heard an inspirational preacher, Andy Stanley, deliver a powerful homily about how the apostles doubted right after Christ's crucifixion and death, fearing that he might just be a man. That is, until they became convinced of his resurrection. Indeed, in the story of the road to Emmaus and what follows in Luke 24, verses 13 through 49, we see their transformation and conviction that led to their courage to inevitably make the very choices that propel them on their ministry to overcome all adversity and do as they were commanded in the Great Commission, quote, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, Matthew 28, verse 19. Or if you prefer Mark 16, verse 15, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So what kind of Christian leader and faithful steward are you? Do you believe and have the conviction of your faith, or are you merely going through the motions? Do you truly believe in the risen Lord and that you too were called to some service or ministry to his church? Do you truly believe that you were given gifts by your Maker to use for the benefit of others and on your journey toward theosis? Do you have the courage to step out and forward and live the life you were called to live and make disciples, if not yet of all nations, at least in your parish or community? When challenged by others, including some of those in authority who would rather maintain their position of power rather than achieve what needs to be done, will you be brave and faithful and not back down or flee? When you truly demonstrate your conviction and courage, you can begin to make the right and better choices. You can acknowledge that you have been given gifts and talents, and then stand up and use them better and more fully. You see, I believe that stewardship is what you do with all the gifts God gave you. So what are you good at that your parish or community needs? And how are you, with conviction and courage, making the right choice to offer those gifts and talents to help others on your journey toward the kingdom? Yeah, I know you're busy. So are all of us. So were the apostles when Christ commanded them to leave it all behind and follow him. Your conviction and courage can be, but doesn't have to be, as great as theirs. However, you have to have a conviction of faith and demonstrate the courage in your belief in order to live, preach, and teach it, and then make the right choices. And when you do, you will be a true steward of God's gifts and truly live your stewardship calling. What's stopping you from becoming the true and faithful Christian leader you were destined and called to become? Yes, we must constantly pray that the Lord remembers us in His kingdom. However, we must also act like we mean it. Discover what you're good at that your parish or community needs, and then have the courage and conviction to make the right choice, to lead by example. Well, that's about all the time we have today. Hopefully today we've come to better appreciate through the stories of the thief and St. Peter that the three hallmarks and essential elements of true Christian leaders are number one, conviction, a firmly held belief. Number two, courage, the willingness to risk everything, including freedom and maybe even your life, for the cause to which you are convicted. And number three, choices. Will we demonstrate our conviction and courage and make the right and righteous choices in the beliefs we pronounce and the actions we take to pursue them? Please remember that among two of the most important days of your life were the day you were born and the day you figured out why. You are an amazing person made in the image and likeness of God. Once you figure out why you're here and start to live your stewardship calling, you can experience the true joy of using your many God-given extraordinary gifts as you proceed on the path toward theosis. And when we help others better live their stewardship callings through our churches, we create a robust set of ministries and a strong and growing Christ-centered community living its stewardship calling for God's greater glory. To learn more about this holy and important work, please feel free to go to my free website, stewardshipcalling.com, where you can find all of these Stewardship Calling podcasts, watch the Igniting the Flame of True Christian Stewardship program, and access a significant amount of free stewardship information and resources, including learning about strategic planning as an invaluable stewardship tool for your parish. I'm also happy to answer any stewardship questions you may have. All you need to do is either post your question in my stewardshipcalling.com blog or email me at bill@stewardshipcalling.com. In the meantime, my prayer for you is that you live your stewardship calling and S-O-T-P-A-E-T-J. Stay on the path, capital T, capital P, and enjoy the journey. God bless.
You've been listening to Bill Marianis with the three C's of True Christian Leaders on Stewardship Calling. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.